Hey, misadventurers, it's Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master at D20 Dames. In our Season 4 premiere, together with Rakesh, a member of the Guild of Good Fortune, the Dames regrouped after the events of last season and attempted to rescue a Dragonborn who they had found trapped in a mirror inside the tower. After talking with the trapped fighter, Riot reached out to touch the mirror when Luraya was struck with a terrible memory. She recalled a similar voice and a mission to help her guild partner, Bellamy, who wasn't entirely truthful about the circumstances that led them to a tomb beneath Waterdeep. Snapping out of the memory, Luraya stopped Riot and ultimately decided to smash her fist through the mirror. And that's where we pick up.
All right, so your fist goes straight through the mirror, and the Dragonborn sort of winces as though you're punching at her. And as the glass shatters around the Dragonborn, she becomes this three-dimensional Dragonborn standing right before you. And as she stands there, you see very rapidly this Dragonborn aging as though the centuries are coming after her. And she gets older and older and older, and she reaches out towards you, Luraya, lays a hand on your shoulder as she turns to dust.
Wow. Well,
she's not trapped. No, I'm serious. Her soul is free now. Her spark. Mm-hmm.
Can Luraya tell if this is real dust or if this is some sort of horrible spell to mislead us?
Absolutely. Do an arcana check.
Daddy's
or
dust.
Nature, I guess. Or survival. Either arcana or survival check would do.
Daddy's dust. TM.
A 14 survival.
It looks like dust, and all you see is like this dust with her tattered armor.
Does she have any weapons in her armor?
Yes, she had a sword with her.
Oh geez, what does it look like? Does Luraya recognize it?
Oh, no. No. You do bend down, though, and there is, like, that moment of terror that this might be something that you recognize. And when you look down, it is just, it looks like a standard issue sword.
Okay. We have to get out of here. And we are going to tear this tower down. Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, Rakesh, you're in on this.
Are you calling me complicit?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one accomplice.
I did nothing. Oh, well, all right.
All right. I will say that you can safely make your way out either by the route that you took or through the drawbridge. Either way, because this level is clear. And you make your way back out to Andraste's body.
All right, how do we want to do this? you've got some earth-shaking abilities, right?
Yes. And I do think probably what Luraya wants to do is start by probably casting both, like, Earth Tremor and Erupting Earth at the base of this tower to destabilize the structure and hope that one or both of them will make it just collapse down on itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, would like to add spike growth too to help out.
All right.
If that doesn't work, Luraya has a nuclear option.
I know. I do want to remind I think I want to have a sidebar with Jen/Riot though.
Oh yeah, do we want to
because
do...
we didn't actually discuss this part. The wizened mage went through the portal and it is at the top of the tower. Mm-hmm. I think you would know that if the tower was destroyed, the portal would probably disappear as well. It's still there.
And the portal is just, yeah, there's nothing, it's not attached to anything, so I can move it or anything. It's, I think Rain has to let go of that, and there's more important people to save.
Mm-hmm.
Rose,
okay.
Karen's soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, as much as I would like to follow and find and, you know.
Yeah.
I think right. Letting go is the way to be.
All right. So I will let you make your attacks on the tower. Let me know what sort of damage you're generating here.
I mean, the tower can't make a dex saving throw, right?
That's right.
So I guess I'll start rolling some dice.
It's definitely going to take 8 points of damage in the basement region from whatever spike growth Riot is able to make happen.
All right.
62 bludgeoning.
Ooh. All right, plus the 8. So, and this is what is this a combination of?
So erupting earth and earth tremor. So a combination of like just making the earth shake and move and roil, and then finding pieces of it to just like shoot upwards through the tower.
Mm-hmm. So you, as Lariah touches the earth, you all feel this tremor go through the area, and you sort of feel the tower making that rumbling. And Lariah, you know that somewhere in the tower there's a piece that has been destroyed, but it is such a huge tower that you would probably need to keep doing this for a prolonged amount of time before you could destabilize the tower.
If I may, once you let the ground stop shaking for a moment here, get myself back down on my feet.
You just realized what we said, what we were trying to do? We said we were going to take this tower down.
No. I understood completely. No, of course not. It's clear, it's very clear, especially to me now, what you need, or rather the grand scale of what you need, and if I might be so bold, I would say that the Guild of Good Fortune does have a few people who might be able to help out in this particular situation. As I look through my Rolodex here, excuse me.
Is the Rolodex just other feathers? They're not all
It's a tiny little book, just kind of like it's branded with the Guild of Good Fortune on it.
Right. Yes. The Emberwood. That's right. Demolitions expert. Especially if this is something that is causing a lot of evil and disruption in the area, I believe that they might be the person you need to go to.
Go to, huh? All
right. That's right.
I don't know that we can leave this area without first destroying the tower. Mm-hmm.
Well then, perhaps I can send word.
That would be awesome.
That would be very helpful.
So your options are, you can wait for Emberwood to come, or you can try to do it on your own, but I would say like it would take you several days of just like casting spells and doing this in order to destroy the tower. And that's, I mean, like if you want to pass the time that way, we can do that and spend the rest of this recording in a sort of a downtime, but there's going to be like explosions in the background.
You know, just a general apocalypse. Yeah.
You could also do a combination of things where, you know, you start the work and then Emberwood comes in and helps you just like destroy it, you know, like
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You lay the groundwork for the tower to to crumble to make it easier for Emberwood to come in and just, like, level it completely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can also, like, fly into certain parts and, like, throw Chaos Bolt and other stuff at, like, you know, struts and buttresses and, like, you know, weaken them level by level like firefighters or demolition people do.
Sure. Lariya and Riot and Rakesh combined, you start to lay the groundwork to demolish this tower. It will take several days to weaken this strong fortification. In the meantime, what are the things that you would like to do in your sort of downtime?
Riot would like to go for a quick prayer break.
All right. What do you say to Lariya and Rakesh?
Oh, I think Riot would probably tell Lariya everything.
Okay.
She's not going to hide anything. Like,
what a nice change.
Yeah. Okay, Lariya, there's a certain demigod that I wouldn't say worship, but she's part of the reason I'm alive, and she can help explode this tower. She can help because I already do things semi in her name, so yeah. And she'll make sure I believe if we have to do some structural work of some kind that we don't get caught in there.
Okay. Is this something that will be dangerous for you to do? Reaching out to this person?
Not as dangerous as, say, Karen signing contracts without reading, so.
Well, I just mean, like, if it's going to be something dangerous, we're going to be here for several days anyway. We could also ask Rakesh to send for Emberwood. We could lay the groundwork, and when Emberwood arrives, they can take care of the rest. So I would say don't put yourself in unnecessary danger when we have another way.
I think you're right, but I think we need all options. I'm guessing part of the reason this tower is going to take forever is not because it's just, like, really well made, but that it's magically reinforced, like, probably by the souls of the people that we killed here, you know? Like, not we, but, you know, the Boneserkers. I'm unsure of what we can just do structurally to bring it down, is what I'm saying. It might take more magical means. Was telling her, but not agreeing with her, the best thing? We can not do it.
No, that's fine. If you want to do this, do this.
No, it's okay.
No, like, that is fine. I don't disagree with you. I think you just assume that I always do, because I usually do.
True. It's hard to tell your voice changes, so. Looking at the character sheet for a little
bit. I'm so incredibly expressive at all times. That was both Lariya and Jess.
Looking at, like, a 3x3 grid of Jess's, like, Lariya's, like, different faces, and just, like...
Alright, so, Riot, where do you want to do this?
Next to underneath the bough of a tree, probably.
Okay.
But within clear eyesight of the tower.
Okay. So, like...
Or probably on the edge of it, actually. So, she doesn't want to, like, do the prayer too far away, and then...
Yeah. Okay. So still within sight, but sort of in a as private an area as you can get in this area. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay if bugs watch or something.
All right, so I'm going to start by asking you, Riot, how would you like to make contact?
Riot was just going to use her words. Mm-hmm. but also pull out her glaive and lay it, like, she's sitting cross-legged, and lay it across her knees. Mm-hmm. and then maybe make the tiniest of fires. You know, put stones around it so it can't spread. Because she's never contacted Glazia before, but is unsure if she needs fire or like some type of reflection to come through. Like just putting out all the.
All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna say like you're gonna spend 10 minutes just you know doing this, setting up, you know, using your words to contact. And as you're doing this, I'm gonna pan over to Lariah and Rakesh. What are you doing?
The dark stone. I must know. As I was looking through my Rolodex from earlier. I have you listed here as someone who tends to work on solo missions.
Yes. That is typically true of me.
This is not a solo mission.
No, it is not. I, sort of fell in with this group after helping out Lita in Halfway. Yeah, and I've sort of just been with this group since then.
Well, certainly beyond my expectations, and I hope they at least meet yours.
Well, you know, in a way they do.
That being said, though, I am gravely curious, the Darkstone. What was in that letter from the Jacinda? The one I clearly did not give to you yet.
Rakesh is alluding to the fact that he has a letter in his possession that he hasn't given you yet.
I think Rakesh is also kind of realizing it as soon as they're saying it. Like, oh, right, I have a letter for you. That's the right way to express this.
Oh, God, okay. I would also like to know what's in this letter to me.
If you don't mind me just looking over your shoulder, but... Yeah. And... pulls out from their bag a nice letter.
And it does have the seal from the guild.
Oh geez. Oh no. Oh gosh, this is stressful. yeah, Lariah will let her guild member Rakesh read over her shoulder. It says, "Greetings, my good friend. It has been an age since we last spoke. I fear a shadow has fallen upon you and your sister's friends. Darkness, it seems, follows the sisterhood at times, ever in a circle, chasing light. Your sister is beside herself and halfway of her mind to take matters into her own hands. You were always a jewel in her eyes, and I would wager she'd do anything to wrest you from the crown of the most powerful forces in the realms. Perhaps a reunion is in order. Wild is the heart that roams free. Your friend." Riot will need to know about this. When she gets back, I'll tell her. Lita's in trouble.
Oh dear. Certainly a pressing matter. Oh dear, oh dear. No matter. I didn't read the letter. I only looked over your shoulder, so...
Yeah. did Jacinta tell you anything else about this letter?
No, I honestly don't know much about the letter that the Jacinda had provided for you. However, I do know that the rest of the Fates are dealing with a bit of a problem, or a bit of a situation in Phandalin at the moment. And probably as I head back over to Waterdeep to send for Emberwood, I'll be heading back to rejoin my group. Can't leave them by themselves for too long, of course.
So. Certainly. When you do, can you check in on Lita for me? I don't know how quickly we'll be able to make it back to Halfway, especially if Riot wants to try to save her sister first.
Absolutely, of course, of course. It'll be my pleasure.
Thank you. I'll send you with a letter for her. For Lita and for Jacinda.
Very good, very good. And after a bit of a, like just a momentary pregnant pause, there's something I'm rather curious about. What could you tell me about that Triton individual, Fatima?
I don't really know much about her. She's one of Riot's siblings. I know that she was trapped under the tower for several months by herself, and that she wasn't doing well by the time we found her. Why do you ask?
Right. Well, I mean, certainly my colleagues were going to escort her over to Phandalin. Appears that she wanted to speak to a botanist who specializes in sentient plants. So, you know, was curious if you had any other details other than that.
A botanist for sentient plants? A specific one, or just any botanist with those qualifications?
Rakesh knows that she had been talking about someone by the name of Calderleaf. And she had a little pamphlet, a little zine.
Does that ring any bells?
I don't know that it would for Loria, right? Because no. Loria hasn't actually, yeah. No, that doesn't for me. But you can ask Riot when she's done with her prayer.
Right. At that point, I believe Rakesh should probably just start tinkering.
Excellent. All right, so we are going to switch back to Riot then.
All right, she's mumbling a lot. You want to hear?
Yes, okay. Let's hear.
Okay. Yeah, her eyes downcast, trying to meditate in a way like Rose taught her, but kind of eyes moving from fire to blade to earth, just kind of like, sort of repeating a short set of lines that she made. She knows that Glazia comes to those who need her most, but in their own words, and it's like, honey mother of heist, full of fury and feist, last minute qualms and query, show me the way, make the exit path less bleary. Honey mother of heist, full of fury and feist, keeps going.
After several minutes of this, you suddenly see your small fire flicker and fizzle, and then it grows, and you see a projection of Glacia. She is she has small horns and a forked tail with these leathery wings and copper skin tone. She's wearing this really delicate crown made of tiny needles. And she smiles playfully at you. And even though she's speaking in Infernal and it's this deep, frightening voice, you understand Infernal.
Yep.
And you understand that this is the Princess of Hell, and she speaks in a manner befitting a princess. And she looks over at you and says, can I help you?
Yes, thank you so much for your time. I will be brief. I am one of your many, many tiefling servants.
She kind of does like a bow from the hip while sitting.
You are
right, Riot Boneserker.
You see her sort of gesture towards something in the distance, and just it sort of looks like she's doing the one finger thing where it's like, look this up. to a minion.
possibly the Warrior of the Sky. Not really. I don't think I've earned that title. I beseech you, Queen of Hell, Princess of Hell, to help take down this terrible tower of the Wizened Mage Zerker, my father. My very good friend Lorraine and I have been working on it, but I think it's got some magical means in which we cannot just rip it down. But it's been plaguing this area, and a lot of the people that live around here have been tortured in, you know, not the good way, you know? Like,
she sort of peers over, and because you are in line of sight of the tower, she sees, and her eyes go up, and you see them sort of land on the portal up top, and she looks back at you and says, "So, like, what sort of con are you trying to run here?"
Really, no con. That portal is what some version of my dad went through. He basically killed all of my siblings, either by directly or, you know, raising them terribly. You can close the portal. I don't know.
Did he, like, kill some of my tiefling babies?
No, he actually created me, but he killed a lot of other people. You know what? I'm sure he's killed tieflings. Yeah, he definitely has. Yeah, like, but I can't. I don't need that portal. I'm not going after him. Everyone I've had too many people leave or be killed in my quest for vengeance, or answers. It's not worth it. And neither is this tower. I mean, this tower is worth our time, but...
That doesn't really seem like it's worth my time.
Yeah, there's really no one we're trying to con other than we're trying to help people get their lives back. Or... There's surrounding tribes that live here, and they've been... For decades, they've had their land stomped through by bad adventurers, or, you know, these people that come to, like, take the tower, and, like, it's invasive, and it's terrible.
This sounds so, like, good. I don't know, that's my sort of thing. If you have, like, a heist in mind, or, like, some other con job, I think you might be praying to the wrong person. Did you pronounce my name wrong or something?
No, I could have used you earlier when we were trying to escape, but, actually, I could use your help getting my sister's soul back from an imp. Wouldn't that be fun? Imps are terrible.
She smiles, and you see her, like, really sharp teeth sort of glistening in the vague firelight beyond her. And you've definitely got her attention now. That definitely sounds fun.
How would we, what's the easy, would I just contact you like this again? Is there, like, a token you can give me that I can use to?
Explain to me exactly what happened. Your sister's soul, do you know who took it besides this imp?
Riot's casting her mind back for the names.
she's waving her hand over at her little minion again. What was her name?
We're talking about
your sister.
Oh, Karen Bonezerker.
Okay. So, she's, like, flipping through some pages now that are singeing as she touches them.
Beautiful.
And she says, okay, so it looks like the imp was named Murmur. What? That was, like, a ridiculous name. Anyway, he was working for Lavistus, Oh. Okay. This could be fun. Lavistus, if he's got her soul and we took her soul back.
That would be fun for you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell me about this hag magic that you have on you, though.
I am not quite sure what the hag magic is. I visited them. We were trying to find one named Delcy, or Delcemia.
I feel like you have, like, an item on you, though. Like, it just feels like strong hag magic.
Oh, gosh. And then she pulls out the amulet, the gold amulet with the black stone inside.
Ooh, that is shiny.
Okay. Oh, would you like it?
No, no. Let me just take a look. And she walks out of the fire.
Oh.
And
Riot is impressed and is probably blushing because this is a very beautiful tiefling too. Like,
and she just she reaches and sort of lifts it up gently between her clawed nails to hold it up and investigate. And then she smiles over at you and hands it back and says, "No, no. I have exactly the heist." Tell you what, you get this on your daddy, dearest, and I will totally lawyer up against Lavistus for you. You'll get your sister's soul back, and I'll get the soul of one of Orcus's warlocks. That's legit a fair trade.
Alright, so just to be fair, or just to be clear, I go find my dad, probably through this portal in the tower, somewhere else in hell, get him to wear this, and meanwhile you're filing paperwork. I'm just double checking.
The best paperwork.
Okay, all right, sounds easy. Thank you.
If you make it worth my time, I will totally show you supportive mom vibes all the way.
Awesome. All right.
Also, I heard you say that that portal goes to hell, and like, no, it does not. It goes to the fields of the dead.
Oh, okay.
That is where your daddy has gone to raise an army on behalf of Orcus. Ugh. And that's, so Riot, you of course would note that the skeletons in the tower were a new addition, and this sort of jives with him raising an undead army.
Yeah, just sending in, just testing out a small group first. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That might be easier to get my party in on. Riot's just like, I don't really have any more chats to turn in for Loria. Great. This might be a solo mission for me. All right, Glazier, thank you again. And Riot kind of bowed, like does like the full wing out bow. Thank you again. You are beautiful and radiant and ebullient, and she starts saying words that she's only read but doesn't know how to say. So, yeah.
She's just flipping her hair back and she says, "I know." Before I go though, while you're at it, since you're doing this con job for me, would you like me to put a little sparkle on your glaive?
Ooh, you wanna kiss my glaive? Right, says a little too sweatily. I'm sorry. You wanna put some magic in my glaive? Yes, absolutely.
She runs a finger along the glaive, and you see these flames sort of follow her finger. And then your blade sort of bursts into flames, but that's fine because you're fire resistant. And as your eyes are focused on that happening and the fire is subsiding, Glacia disappears.
This is so cool.
You now have what is called Glacia's glaive. All right, so Riot, you have finished your contact with Glacia. What would you like to do next?
She's going to go back over to join Riot and Rakesh and you know, probably cast another spike growth and help them out, and wait for, you know, a good downtime opportunity to tell them how it went. She doesn't want to interrupt anyone's work.
Yeah. So we can say that, you know, you spend some time working on destroying the tower again, and you find a moment, maybe over a meal, to sit down and chat.
Riot, I have to tell you something.
Me too, but you first.
Lita's in trouble.
Yeah, blame. Of course. Did she send word, or,
I've received word, not from her, through the guild. But she's in trouble and she needs backup.
Yeah, I mean, after we do this, I'd be good with going to help her because not to be pragmatic, but we know exactly where she is and she's still alive.
Okay. Right? Yeah. I mean, I think that makes sense.
Well, what do you think?
I desperately want to go to her side, but I don't want to leave you to enter Avernus for Karen alone. So I will go with you to Avernus first and then to Halfway for Lita. But Rakesh has agreed to take a letter to her for me, letting her know that we will get to her as soon as we can and not to do anything rash.
Okay. If she can hold out, I hate, again, making an actual living person wait. But, good news and bad news is what I learned from, I contacted Glacia, you know, Princess of Hell. Kind of got like a valley. You know what? That doesn't matter.
Death Valley.
Yeah, Death Valley girl. I see what you did, Kat. So she can't help us out with this. Riot gestures to the tower, but she does have a plan for how we can help save Karen's soul. Just gotta throw this little amulet around Dad. She will free, she'll do the paperwork. It sounded kind of red tapey, you know, but, she'll do the paperwork to free Karen's soul. And, we know directly where Dad is. He's in that portal, which doesn't go to Avernus. Get this. It's only the Fields of the Dead. Huh. Riot waits for Lariah's face to change at all.
Lariah's face doesn't change. She just sort of like stares just over your shoulder.
Imagining a life of peace.
Yeah, maybe you like think you see a flicker of emotion across her face, but it's too quick, and you're not great at reading her emotions because she almost never lets them show. So there's just this like long, long pause where you don't know what's going through her head, but you would guess it's probably a lot of like just recounting what have I done to end up here specifically right now? What was it that I did that was so awful that I deserved this.
That's why you're into solo missions.
Right, looks at Rakesh, she's like, yeah, but we do exactly as well as she imagined a group mission would do.
I guess we'll go put this amulet on your dad.
Here's the thing. I think I've lost too many people in this quest, and I wouldn't ask you to... I can't ask you to come. It's not fair to you. You've kind of been dragged along to a bunch of this, so I won't ask you.
Are you saying you don't want me to go with you?
Oh, no, of course I absolutely want you to go. But no, without a doubt, you're awesome. You're a good friend. But
Riot, you're not the only one who's lost people. If you're going to face your dad, I'm not going to let you go alone.
I know, but I can't lose you too, you know? Like...
Well, then I guess we better come up with a really good plan.
Right? It's like wiping the tears from it. Okay. Thank God I got good at one of those. I got one down, so right? Okay, we got a good plan. Oh, also, check this out. And then Riot stands up and, like, pulls her glaive out and, like, baton twirls it. Glazia kissed my blade.
If anyone wants to make an arcana check, here's where I could insert any information.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Laura definitely does. Only a 10 for Laura.
Okay. Rakesh?
Rakesh got a nice 24.
Nice. Riot, you can do a check as well if you wanted to, unless you feel like narratively Riot would just have been very excited about
it. I mean, I feel like the excitement is still there. She would eventually have done it, and she would have eventually rolled that 23.
All right, so Rakesh, you, with your keen eye, you see this weapon infused with hellfire, and you know that this weapon, if any humanoid is killed by an attack with this weapon, its soul will be funneled directly into Glacia's prison.
Wow. Hellfire is certainly a rare sort of forging material, of course.
Right, but, I know.
Listen, could you just wrap up that blade when you're not using it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, oh, yeah. I assume there's some type of oil cloth or something she could put on it. Not oil cloth. But, like, something that it won't burn through.
Yeah.
Anyone who gets killed by this is going directly to Devil Jail.
Come on. What?
Lariah immediately looks at Rakesh when they say that and looks curiously back at the glaive. And... I think, Riot, you may have never seen this particular smile on Lariah's face before, but she's smiling at that glaive now.
Suddenly, Riot is an asset. No. One of Riot's things. I'm sorry, Devil Jail?
What was it, Glacia is who you said?
Yeah, Glacia.
Glacia, okay, very good. It's a prison of their own sort of construct.
Oh, what? That's... Now I can't use this!
I mean, I wouldn't say can't. Seems like the perfect weapon to use on someone like Serena.
Oh, you are not wrong there. And, like, Riot's, like, turning to... Riot's turning to Laria and, like, whoa! Oh my god. Within the space of like 2 days, Lariah's touched her wrist and is smiling.
Things are heating up.
Yeah. Riot's like, Riot for a brief second goes, I'm going to die soon, I think, again. Like, this is. Yes, if we can get. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
But also, just to triple check, that was humanoids. So, like, if she uses it on, like, a construct or something, it just will do regular damage plus some fire damage, or...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
How many humanoids do we fight anyway?
I mean, I can think of a few that I wouldn't mind you using that glaive on.
All right, I'll do whatever you... Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, I guess the question is, do we go through the portal now, or do we go through the portal right as we're finishing destroying the building? Because I think if the building, the tower, because I think if we destroy the tower, that's the end for the portal.
Well, I would prefer not to be caught on the other side of that portal, personally. We know that Rakesh can send for, was it Embermoon?
Emberwood.
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 Embermoon is a wrestler.
Yeah. yes.
I mean,
big fan, in fact.
Who likes so? Who likes both, playing RPGs?
Both could destroy this tower.
Yeah. Can we get to play Embermoon? We know it'll take a while, probably, for Emberwood to get here. So, Rakesh, if you send word on your way back, on your way to halfway to Emberwood, and send them our way, Riot, you and I can go through this portal, and hopefully it won't take too long. And when we come out, hopefully Emberwood will be here and can destroy the tower. And we can also deal with Andraste. We can also deal with Andraste. Then I don't know if we should wait here until she wakes and deal with her first and not leave an unconscious person in the woods alone.
No, we definitely take her with us. And yeah, then we go
Riot, save Riot, you would also know that the Fields of the Dead is just outside of Baldur's Gate, mm-hmm. which is south of Phandalin. So that would get you closer to the trail of getting back to halfway in Phandalin.
Good. So yeah, we could take her with us. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Wait, did you say Riot or Lariah? Sorry.
Riot, because you did that. You had that check on the 19 on the history
check.
Oh,
yeah, check this. We're about to save us a lot of traveling montages.
It's not our traveling montages.
That's where all my spells go. It's like moving faster. That portal... The Field of the Dead is pretty close to Baldur's Gate and then Phandalin. So, yeah, we'd Lita wouldn't actually have to wait as long as we think. I think.
Okay, good. So, and we can also take Andraste with us there, and hopefully we'll get her closer to home.
Mm-hmm. And what? Again, I'm not sure. Like, I mean, Karen told us that she went well over their agreement, but
yeah, we'll deal with that when she wakes.
Yeah, good idea. Riot's eyes start like tearing up again. Like, mm-hmm.
So did Riot and Lariah, do you want to wait here for a little bit longer for Andraste to regain consciousness? As the days progress, you notice that she's stirring a bit more. It does seem like she's muttering in her sleep, and it does seem like she's soon to come to. So would you like to wait with her here and then go through the portal?
I mean,
or bring her with you through the portal?
Right, it turns to Lariah. Probably should wait for her to wake up if it looks like it's coming, so we don't just take her unconsciously to the Fields of the Dead, right?
Yeah, I guess we don't actually know, like, where exactly this portal goes to. Like, if we walk through it, are we going to be right in front of the mage? And that's not ideal with an unconscious person we're carrying. So I guess we'll wait for her to wake up, and then we can let her know that if she goes through with us, it'll take her closer, but she doesn't have to if she wants to just, like, go the long way, because, again, who knows exactly where this portal will drop us.
Yeah, the long way might be safer for her in the end, but, yeah, that's a choice we should let her make. Good idea.
Yeah.
Mental high five.
Alright, so you are going to wait here for a little bit longer. Lariah, did you want to write a letter for Rakesh to deliver and have him have a head start?
Yes. Lariah has a letter for Jacinda and one for Lita. And the one for Lita is much easier. It just says, "Greetings, my sister. I will be with you soon."
Nice.
Because she just rushed to write something as quickly as she could. Oh, I guess it probably also says something like, "Please wait for me before you do anything." Rushed.
There's like no coding of this letter whatsoever. It's just like this to the point.
Not in code. It's just like, please don't go after anyone without me. Please, I will be there soon. Just stay safe. Please, please, please. I love you.
Excellent. All right. So Rakesh, you received these two letters from the Darkstone, and. What would you like to do before you part with them?
I make sure that everything is all nice and set up. But right before taking off, of course, I just turn over. The Darkstone, the Bonezerker. Let me just say it has been a pleasure to work alongside you.
Rakesh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for all you've done, Rakesh. Good fortune to you in your travels.
Good fortune and good tidings to you as well. And please, don't be afraid to call out if you need my services again.
I appreciate you. We will.
Thank you, Rakesh. Thank you. She bows to him. Or to them, excuse me. Does the full wing bow.
You can hear sort of the bones kind of crack in their back as their arms sort of extend out. And Rakesh goes into full hybrid mode and then completely takes off. With a bunch of feathers kind of just dropping down in a pile.
Yes.
Ah! And with that, Rakesh is sent off with word to the members of the Guild of Good Fortune. And Riot and Lariah, you sit at the base of this crumbling tower. And eventually, Andraste's eyes open and she wakes. So before we wrap things up, Willie, can you let our misadventurers know where they can find you online?
Sure thing. You can find me usually at the Willie Boo, fun posting mostly on Twitter. That's usually where you're going to find out either, if not about what I'm doing next, then your best Donkey Kong and clown memes this side of the internet. So,
nice.
Yeah, come find me.
Well, thanks again for reprising your role as Rakesh, the Were-Raven Artificer. As a reminder, we're in the final season for this campaign, but we have a lot more content in store. Want to help shape the future of the Dames? We've got a survey up that takes just a few minutes to fill out. Send us your input at bit.ly/damessurvey. As always, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, Misadventure Awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme song is by Midalescence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.